Good morning. I'm going to start my talk off this morning with an admonition. Shh. The sound of snow falling on snow. The sound of snow falling on snow. Fields and mountains, all taken by snow, nothing remains. Fields and mountains, all taken by snow, nothing remains. The temple bell fades, and the scent of cherry blossoms rises in the evening. The temple bell fades, and the scent of cherry blossoms rises in the evening. Each one of these haiku expresses in one form or another silence. The sound of snow falling on snow. Silence. Fields and mountains all taken by snow. Nothing remains. Silence. All these various things that we would call in Zen the forms are covered with snow. All the forms. Just snow. The temple bell fades, and the scent of the cherry blossoms rises in the evening. The bell fades, and in the silence, the cherry blossoms, the scent of the cherry blossoms rises in the evening. So I have a question, and the question is, can you sit in silence, or does your mind always try and fill the void? So what we call true silence is present before the mind creates any notion of silence. I would say most of the time what happens is when there's silence, our minds immediately try and fill the void. It's very hard to just sit and be silent without the mind getting activated. So I ring the bell. So when the bell stops, most of us make some sort of statement in our minds about the sound has stopped. So there's something that we call true silence. And true silence is the silence of no thinking, when there is no notion of silence. And when this happens, true silence is the silence of no silence. No notion of silence. In our tradition, before we enter into the main koans, beginning with mu, there are a series of entry koans. And one of them is, how do you stop the sound of the distant temple bell? How do you stop the sound of the distant temple bell? And just watch where your mind goes when I ask the question. How do you stop the sound of the distant temple bell? All right, that's the answer. That's the response. So we stop the sound of the distant temple bell when there is no bell, there is no stopping, and there is no one stopping the bell. just at least for a second, the mind is silent. And when the mind is silent, we have stopped the sound of the bell. Just the sound. Now again, in Zen, the silence of no silence is referred to as original silence. Silence before dialogue. Silence before identification. Silence before a story that we make up in our head. Original silence. It's just silence. And even the word silence drops away. Now, this is a poem, sort of a narrative poem by a fellow named Brian Thompson. Lose yourself in inner silence. In the quiescent mind, pure awareness is realized, not merely as one's presence of being, but also as the substance and source of all that is perceived. In the peace of undisturbed consciousness, awareness blossoms into all that is sensed, revealing it to be the living essence of all that is. Lose yourself in your inner silence and merge into the infinite universe that quietly awaits within. Lose yourself to your inner silence and merge into the infinite universe that quietly awaits within. So we know from our practice, again, this is like stopping the temple bell. This is an experience beyond language, experience beyond concepts. Right? All of that becomes quiet, and that is the inner silence. Now, also, original silence is sometimes referred to as roaring silence. It seems sort of paradoxical, roaring silence. Now, Dogen says, space is not empty. Space is alive. Space is not empty. It is alive. And it's because it's alive, that I will hope to explain to you in a minute, because it's alive in a silent way. So I don't usually share my own experiences during my practice, but in order to try and convey the essence of original silence, I'm going to tell a personal experience that I had back in the day, as we say, when I was studying under Roshi. And this took place during a retreat. And it was, I don't know, the second, third, fourth day. But the zendo and the sitting was very intense, very deep. And so I was sitting quietly, really empty, empty of thoughts, just empty. And while I was sitting, what I'm going to describe to you as the description and all I'm going to say was after the experience. There was no language, no conceptualizing or anything during the experience. I heard what was a loud sound. It was sort of like the sound of a steady wind, sort of a shh, without a break. Now, this is the tricky part. I'm saying that I heard a sound, but I didn't hear the sound through my ears. I received it or experienced it in a different way that when it was happening really was beyond language. And what I realized, the realization connected to this was that what I was experiencing, I don't mean to be dramatic, but was the energy of the universe. I was experiencing this energy, which I was labeling later on as silence. And as I said, this experience didn't happen through my senses. It happened in this place of complete silence. And the roar of silence was this sound or this experience that I was having, which I experienced as the energy of the entire universe. And then, of course, the next part of the realization was this permeated everywhere throughout space and time. This energy is everywhere in the universe, and everyone and everything is alive with this energy. So what does that mean? That means that everything on the most fundamental level is one. Now, this kind of experience, occurs by accident. You know, I think I've mentioned this before. This comes from Baker Roshi. These kind of experiences occur by accident, but our practice, our zazen, makes us accident prone. Now we can't do silence. It's nothing to attain. We wait for silence to come to us. We don't seek it. We just allow it to come to us. If we try and seek silence, we create a mess. All this noise of thinking and attaining and all that is not the path to get there. So the last thing I'm going to read is by somebody named Unknown. You come to silence, you go to silence. You enter your inner space and know where you come from. The eternal silence awaits you with endless patience. Not going anywhere. So we just open in our practice and let it come to us. And it gives us this original silence if we allow ourselves to experience a very, very deep experience of the universe in a very different way than language and koans can convey. So thank you for listening. And so for the rest of our sitting, please be quiet.